You're listening to SBS News.
The COP26 United Nations Climate Change Conference will be held in Glasgow, Scotland at the end of the month. World leaders, including United States President Joe Biden, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Queen Elizabeth II and Pope Francis will be among those in attendance. The Prince of Wales, Prince Charles, was surprised that Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison hadn't confirmed his attendance.
Is that what he says?
He did say, yeah. He said he's spent enough time in quarantine.
I mean, what would you say to world leaders about why they should come to Glasgow?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say all the time. And the point being that this is a last chance saloon.
Prince Charles, however, didn't take it upon himself to further instruct the federal government on what they should do.
I mean, you gently try to suggest there may be other ways of doing things. In my case, anyway. Otherwise, you lot accuse me of interfering and meddling, don't you?
COP26 is one of the most important climate summits since 2015, when the Paris Agreement was signed. Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne previously gave assurances it wouldn't be a no-show from Australia, insisting the country would be strongly and appropriately represented. However, it wasn't decided who would go. On Tuesday, SBS News was informed it was highly likely Mr. Morrison had changed his mind and will in fact attend both the G20 and COP26 meetings. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia is going to the meeting with a clear plan in place.
Others have promised, we've delivered. Now, going to Glasgow, we will make very clear, real, deliverable commitments with a plan, our approach, reduce emissions and reduce electricity prices.
Prince Charles is among those deeply concerned about what will be left behind.
Deeply worried, but I've always felt that we're overexploiting and damaging nature by not understanding how much we depend on everything that nature provides, and also not understanding or having been somehow trained to believe that nature is a separate thing from us and we can just exploit and control and suppress everything about her without suffering the consequences.
Leaders from over 100 countries are expected to go to Glasgow. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Mr. Morrison needs to lift his game in the next round of international talks.
We now know the embarrassing situation of Australia being a pariah the last time we were at a national conference in terms of a global conference in Europe last year. We know also that when Boris Johnson convened a conference, he didn't bother to invite Australia because Australia had nothing to say. We also know that the last time when the Biden administration convened a conference just months ago, Australia ranked about 26th when it came to speakers. We are a significant national economy. We are a G20 nation. We are one of the highest per capita emitters in the world. And we have a government that's involved itself in, quite frankly, absurd and ridiculous rhetoric.
Greg Hunt, however, remains optimistic Australia is heading in the right direction.
Our emissions are coming down. Our emissions are going down as a country. And they're at their lowest point since 1990, on my understanding. And that's been a national achievement.
Sophia Petrovic, SBS News.